service continues on page 355 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, whose Son Jesus is the good shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Now in Joppa there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples who heard that Peter was there sent two men to him with the request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them. And when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm for this morning is Psalm 23, found on the insert. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. He revives my soul and guides me along right pathways for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Our second reading is from the book of Revelation. I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and around the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white? And where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one who knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear in their eyes." The word of the Lord.
The Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is going to say John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
At that time, the festival of dedication took place in Jerusalem, and it was winter. Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe. Because you that belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What the Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of my Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. A little over a week ago, I led a three-day women's retreat in central New York, and we were looking at our spiritual journey and our relationship with God and our images of God and where God is calling us. And that's some of the things that I've been wrestling with over this last week. Today is known as Good Shepherd Sunday. And I think about, what does the symbolism of a good shepherd mean for us today? What does it mean for us today to be sheep of his flock? And I also think about the other images that we have in this season, resurrection, and what does that mean to us today, and how does society understand that? And I think about the theme of healing, and again, how do we understand that, and what does that mean in today's society? For the last 3 weeks, we have heard the good news of the resurrection. Of course, the first week was the resurrection. The next week, Jesus came to the disciples behind locked doors and said, "Peace be with you." And then last week, when they were out fishing, Jesus came to them on the seashore and again said, "Peace be with them." And of course, at the end of that story, he talked to Peter, and three times he said, "Do you love me?" And Peter said, "Lord, you know I do." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." So this week, when we get to the Good Shepherd Sunday, we have that image in our head of "feed my sheep." And of course, the gospel starts, it's before the resurrection. It's the dedication of the temple, which we know as Hanukkah. And it said people were around and said to Jesus, "Tell us plainly, are you the Messiah?" And Jesus' response was, "I know my sheep. They hear my voice and they follow me." Not quite an answer for the people who were saying, "Are you the Messiah or not?" So then we hear the story in Revelation today, and it's one that we often hear at funerals. It's one that we also find very comforting. And of course it says, "The one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more, and the sun will not strike them by day, nor the scorching heat. The Lamb on the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them and bring them to the waters of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." And what a comforting image to know, whether it's in this lifetime or in the life to come, that God is going to be there, and he's going to lead us, and he is going to comfort us, and that he will wipe away every tear from our eyes. And the same is said in Psalm 23, which we sang at the beginning and we just said together. And again, it's a psalm that we often hear at funerals, but it's a psalm that many people use when they're in times of trouble or confusion or difficulty. "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul." And I think about how this must have sounded 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years ago to desert people. People living in the desert, leading a really hard life. And that the Lord will be their shepherd, will bring them to shelter, shade, water, food, will bring them to a place of peace and comfort. And how that sounds to us today, that the Lord, whether it's in this life or the next, is going to bring us to a place of shelter and food and water and comfort. And I think all of those stories tell us about God's unconditional love for us, God's unending love for us, God's care for us from before we were born throughout all of eternity. And I think that was the message that I gave you on Good Friday, that God's love, unconditional love, is with you forever and will lead you and guide you and direct you and comfort you if you choose. But the story that really stuck with me this week was Peter and Tabitha. So Peter, we know, has been sent out, and it said he was in Lydda. And then this woman named Tabitha, who was a maker of clothing and did good deeds and works of charity, had died. And it said that the women had washed her body and prepared her and took her to the upper room. And two disciples went to Lydda and told Peter, you need to come right now. And Peter went, and it said the women, the widows, were showing him the clothing. And I just found it fascinating, the verb that it used, showing, wasn't showing him the clothing, but was showing him the clothing that she had made for them and telling of all the good works that she had done. And Peter sends them outside, and then he kneels by the side of her bed and prays for her and said, Tabitha, get up. And it said she opened her eyes and sat up. And he took her hand, and she stood up. And he showed the widows and the saints that she was alive. And that stops me right there every time. I say, how did that happen? What does that mean? What does that mean for us today? A friend told me years ago that was the age of miracles, and miracles don't happen anymore, but we know miracles still happen. And then I think, well, is it because we don't have enough faith or we don't believe? And I'm not sure that's true. Or maybe we weren't given the power and the authority. I don't know. But what I do know is that Tabitha wasn't immortal. She doesn't still live here on earth today. What I do know was that Peter was given the power and the authority to heal her, but it wasn't Peter that healed her. It was God's power and authority that healed through Peter. And I know that we too are given power and authority to do the gifts that we were given to do in this world. And I also know that there's a difference between healing and curing. And in today's society, we want the cure. Give us the pill, give us the surgery, give us the treatment so that we are cured. And what God offers is healing. And healing doesn't necessarily mean we're going to be all better, but in a sense we are. Because when we have this community of prayer and love, healing can transform our hearts and our minds into a place of peace. What I know is that God is with us in our darkest times. What I know is that God is with us in our disappointments and fears and sorrows and loneliness and grief and trouble. And what I know is that God has anointed each and every one of us to take the gifts that we were given forward into the world to heal the world. But that's kind of confusing, right? I don't know how exactly that works. And so the stories today tie together and say that the good shepherd is the one who can lead us and guide us and teach us if we choose to follow him. And if we choose to follow him, we too have that power and authority. So I'm asking you in your resurrection life today, what gifts are you going to use to heal the world? Amen. I invite you to stand as you are able and join together in saying the Nicene Creed, which is found on page 358 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 358. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of
Prayers of the People is Form 3, found on page 387 of the prayer book. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church, that we all may be one. Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you, that your name may be glorified by all people. We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments. We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world, that there may be justice and peace on the earth. Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake, that our works may find favor in your sight. Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble, that they may be delivered from their distress. Give to the departed eternal rest. Let light perpetual shine upon them. We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy. May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom. Let us pray for our own needs and those of others.
O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people, and the multitude of your mercies look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
And happy Mother's Day to those of you who are or who have mothers. The smorgasbord is next weekend. Do you want to say anything, Donna, other than please sign up if you haven't? That's what she said. The youth group party next week, it was here, then there, and then there. It's actually going to be at the Methodist Church at 5:30, I believe. So if you know any youth grades 6 through 12, they are invited to the youth group end of year party. There will be games and there will be pizza. And what's better than that? Friends. They'll be there too. We will have an anointing immediately after the service. So I'll greet people at the back and then come forward if you wish to have anointing for yourself or on behalf of someone else. I'd like to thank the yard crew who diligently worked on getting everything weeded and mulched and edged. And believe it or not, yes, the lawn was mowed, thank you, on Thursday, I believe. But it's, you know, like knee-high again because that's what it's doing. But thank you, lawn crew. And I got to tell you, Ethan and Nathan, they just made our day. Are there other announcements? Joni.
Reminder that the first day of June, we are participating in the village-wide yard sale day by having bait sale, crab sale, white elephant sale. Now, once the morning report is over, you can start reading no clothing, any small pieces of furniture, all right? We don't want to come to or anything like that. If you need somebody to come unlock the church, you know, they can drop off.
So sign up for baked goods is there. Joni will create a sign up for to help with work, craft items, household items other than clothing and furniture and baked goods. Are there other announcements? Yes, William. The smorgasbord is from 4 to 6. Yes. Yes, Janet Marie. Giving thanks for all who show motherly love to children and adults. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
Eucharistic Prayer C continues on page 369 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. It's got responses, so you may want to open your books to page 369. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift up your hearts.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise. At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth, our island home. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Again and again, you called us to return. Through prophets and sages, you revealed your righteous law. And in the fullness of time, you sent your only son, born of a woman, to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace. And therefore, we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. And so, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving, Lord God of our ancestors, God of Abraham and Sarah, Isaac, Rebekah, Jacob, Leah, and Rachel, God of our and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great high priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit your church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation. Thank you. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
The cup of salvation.
Post-communion prayer is on page 365 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us down into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord.